Mary Ann by Daphne du Maurier. Read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. Chapter 1. Years later, when she had gone and was no longer part of their lives, the thing they remembered about her was her smile. Colouring and features were indistinct, hazy in memory. The eyes, surely, were blue, but they could have been green or grey. And the hair, knotted in Grecian fashion or piled high on top of the head in curls, might have been chestnut or light brown. The nose was anything but Grecian, that was a certainty, for it pointed to heaven. And the actual shape of the mouth had never seemed important, not at the time or now. The essence of what had been lay in the smile. It began in the left corner of the mouth and hovered momentarily, mocking without discrimination those she loved most, including her own family, and those she despised. And while they waited uneasily, expecting a blast of sarcasm or the snub direct, the smile spread to the eyes, transfiguring the whole face, lighting it to gaiety. Reprieved, they basked in the warmth and shared the folly. And there was no intellectual pose in the laugh that followed, ribald, riotous, cockney, straight from the belly. This was what they remembered in after years. The rest was forgotten. Forgotten the lies, the deceit, the sudden bursts of temper. Forgotten the wild extravagance, the absurd generosity, the vitriolic tongue. Only the warmth remained, and the love of living. They remembered it one by one as they sat alone at different times, figures shadowy and indistinct to each other. And though the paths of some of them had crossed, there was no friendship between them. The link binding them together was involuntary. The strange thing was that the three she had loved most all went within a year of one another.